faith. It is a gift from you. The world is turning.
The world is turning. I am. See my turning motion, Richie? Are you watching?
I am.
Video at gooddayshow.com. Here we are, feeding another Good Day program to you. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And so is Cher. Okay, so
we travel together a lot.
Yesterday, good for you. Yesterday, we started the discussion with the word that Huckleberry Finn was going to be changed. Tom
later
Sawyer.
In the show, we brought it up. Yeah,
it wasn't in this hour of the program, but it was later on in the program. So, what goes around comes around, and this has been going around and around and around for the past 24 hours. Maybe you haven't heard if you've been under a rock. What has been all over every national, local newscast? The decision made to change all of the 215 N-words that appear in the original version.
219, sir.
219, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I got to get that right. 209. Well, actually, maybe they'll leave four in so they just get the feel for one way or the other. But we're back to the N-word and whether it is appropriate to change it to slave. 800-510-8255. Also, in the book, the use of the term half-breed, just as the song suggested, the half, that was a popular song Cher did a number of years ago, half-breed. Could she release that song today and still have the same success with it? Well, if she released it today and went along with the editors of the...
The publisher would want her to change it to
right.
Half-blood.
Half-blood, yeah. That's what they've done in the new version of the Scholastic Review. This is the book that is being used in schools. No longer do they refer to Injun Joe as Injun Joe. Now Injun Joe becomes Indian Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this is fun, actually. I find this laughable. I find it amusing. I find it fun.
I think
especially
it's scary, actually.
When it comes to Injun Joe. I don't know about the other stuff. The N-word, I don't like using it because it stirs up so much stuff. But it is a part of history. It's a part of understanding what went on and how the vernacular was used by the people who were slaves. And today, used in a different context, yada, yada. Whites are not supposed to use it. Black people can use it. We've been through that argument 100 times, and so what? It gets right down to the stuff like Injun Joe. Who are we offending? If you're a
the
person,
Injuns.
The Injuns.
here in Washington.
Wait, hold on, Richie. Do we sound ignorant? There are some people who would listen to this
Native
and
Americans,
say,
you might.
You sound like an ignorant idiot.
And here in Washington, with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, didn't they have to change that name?
Their home football team. No, they didn't have to change it because they refused.
All right, so then what's the word if they did change it? What would you, the Redskins would be changed to?
Well, the Atlanta Braves, because they don't like the tomahawk.
Right.
I don't like the student princes. What do we do about that?
Oh, well, but who does that offend, though?
It offends me.
Hey,
well, it offends us.
My high school team, they were the Alamany Indians, and they are no longer. After I left, they
got them.
Yeah, totally changed. I don't even know what they are anymore.
Yeah. But the Allegheny
Alamanians.
Yeah, I mean, you could see. What about the, what's the song by, Redbone?
Yeah, Redbone.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great name? Redbone, Leon Redbone.
No, it was.
This is
I just think if we start trying to change history and
novels, we are changing it. We are trying.
You're
we
not going to learn anything.
Changing.
Yeah.
We aren't going to learn what the real context of all of this stuff was. Is that important? 800-510-8255. What's really important here? Not to offend anybody who doesn't like the use of the word "in" or they want to hear "Injun Joe." I remember. Yeah, Injun Joe scared the hell out of me when I read that book the first time. Did you read? Do you have? How many people really remember reading Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn?
Reading
about Injun Joe was a scary son of a gun. Really? I've just thought about this. It's been 40 years, I'll bet you, since I read Huckleberry Finn, and I remember I was scared. I remember it bothering me now as I'm thinking about it. I went to sleep worried about whether Injun Joe is going to get me. He's a scary dude in that book. I don't remember any discussion about half-breeds or whatever, but I remember Injun Joe. I remember Injun Joe, and it's not a great memory.
I just read it, and I can't remember Injun Joe.
I do. I remember being scared, too.
Yeah. It was scary. I remember. And by the way, the beauty of all of this is that there are no pictures.
Yep.
In Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
It's all in your mind. Yeah. And that's how good Mark Twain was, Samuel Clemens. That's how good his writing was. When you read that book, you were there. And you didn't have to see the movie. I didn't see the movie until after, well after I'd read the book. And I was forced into reading the book. I really didn't like reading books any more then than I do now. Unless it's a certain type of book. But I remember reading Tales of the Canterbury Tales. Ugh, horrible. Oy. And what's the other one? Catcher in the Rye. Oh, my God, what an awful book. Ah!
That was a great excuse for bad words.
Awful.
That's why people love it in junior high.
It's the same thing with using the N-word in here.
I don't think they should. Yeah, I mean, that's the fun of reading Catcher in the Rye as a kid. It's like,
yeah, I'm allowed to say this. Listen, Mom. I'm reading.
Yeah, 800. There's another story that we're talking about. A reporter in Philadelphia got fired for using the N-word in a meeting with some colleagues. They were discussing the production of a story, and it offended the Philadelphia Youth Council of the NAACP. This guy, white guy, used the phrase the N-word in a staff meeting, and his colleagues so disliked it and him that they ran him out of the station, and now he's suing the station with good cause, I think.
Hmm.
So what is this all about? 800-510-8255. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Do you believe it's best to remove the N-word from the Mark Twain classics? A, yes, the N-word is an offensive and vile word that ought not to be used. Good work. Good job on the ought not to there. B, no, the books are perfect just as they are. C, no, I'm against censorship of all forms. And D, while I'm against all modern usages of the N-word, I think the historical context of Knox Finn is valuable. That may be where I come down. There's three choices I could make there. How about you, Jennifer?
You know, I was totally tuned out, Dougie.
Good for you, Jennifer. All right, Richie, what about you?
I'm probably going to stick with you.
Thank you. 800.
You just missed my huge sneezing fit.
Oh, God bless. 800-510-8255. What is this? I want to hear from some English teacher. You like the idea of the new version? You can teach around it. What are we missing here? Is the N-word terrible? But how, if it is, we agree it is. How do you delete it, though, from Huck Finn? 800-510-8255. I don't like being told what words I can and can't use.
I'm just worried about whitewashing history and what, you know, African Americans had to go through.
Yeah.
And if you take that away from what they had to go through, what does that do? You know what? It just, changing history is a bad thing.
You ever noticed how these, you know how they say deaths happen in threes?
This year it seems like they've happened in 12s. Did you see how many people died already this year?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
But I'm talking in terms of these stories now they come together. The politically correct crowd have attacked three times already. The Navy captain, the illegal immigrants to, what are they supposed to be called now? According to the Society of
Professionals. Undocumented workers.
Undocumented, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So the captain gets it in the neck. The people who use illegal aliens who are professional journalists get it in the neck. And now people who want to read the original version of Huck Finn get it in the neck.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, and you're out. 800-510-8255, 16 after on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large, inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
It's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. Get a large, inspired pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Hurry in. Offer ends February 5th. Only at Domino's.
Carryout only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255, the Good Day program. By the way, the folks at Trader Joe's have just announced they're going to change the name of their store to Exchanger Joe. Offensive to have Trader Joe out there. Store sign. Gene is in, where are you? Albany. Hi, Gene. All right, nice to hear from you.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing all right. How about you?
Good. What's well, it? We're going to change names. Let's just go from Indian Joe to Indian Joe to Indigenous People Joe.
Oh, good one.
And also, do you remember a guy, Stan Freeberg?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember the skit he did, I think it was back in the 50s, about politically correcting Old Man River?
No, but Richie's going to find it, and we'll see if
it's a classic.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Love it.
He was one of the geniuses of modern entertainment. Absolutely.
He was way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
He was way ahead.
All right, Richie, you'll see if you can find that.
Look at that one. You're going to love it.
Yeah. All right, thank you,
Classic.
Gene.
Thank you.
To hear from you. Yeah, bye-bye. 800.
You're going to love it, Dougie.
I'm tickled by some of this stuff and annoyed by the rest of it, one way or the other. If you read Huck Finn as a child, and again, being hurt, how do you define that? I was hurt because I was scared of Injun Joe. I never, ever gave the N-word a second thought, frankly, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
Because they were best friends, and it showed love, and it wasn't like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't mean that word shows love, but come on. If
are there
you stop
other
talking
books?
About it,
what other books are
that?
Offensive? I mean, how much of this stuff we got to whitewash? 800-510-8255, 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
I'm feeling mischievous this morning. I haven't had much sleep. So we'll see how this all plays out. So here's the story of a local fellow in Linwood, Washington, who said he came within seconds of having his car broken into and perhaps stolen until a real-life superhero came to his aid.
Mighty Mouse?
No, a guy wearing tights, though a mask and a skin-tight super suit. The encounter started at Linwood Mall. A man who asked to be identified only as Dan was walking back to his car. In a parking lot, he saw a man with a metal strip trying to break into his car. He started putting it down between the window. He began to call 911, but help arrived before he finished dialing 911. From the right, this guy came dashing in wearing his skin-tight rubber black and gold suit, starts chasing the bad guy away, says Dan. What he didn't know is that just about every night, this anonymous Seattle fellow strolls into a comic store, enters a hidden back room, and emerges transformed. And there is a story. If you
what
go,
do you mean he's single?
They found me out.
There's no. Go to the Cairo. It's a big television station in Seattle. Go to the Cairo website. You can go. I'm sure you can get this on YouTube, Richie. His name is Phoenix Jones. He has apparently... A lot of people think he's a drunk guy and he has, you know, he's just crazy. Apparently there's three or four other people that are quoted in the story who have had the same experience. Guy carries a taser and he's wandering around in the streets.
That's an awesome suit. That's cool.
All right. So anyway, that's the story of the superhero who's fighting crime just like Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. All right, so speaking of Chicken Man and what some might refer to as old radio, you heard the reference a few minutes ago. If you did not, one of our callers wanted us to find a Stan Freberg piece, which Richie has found.
We'll have to play it on the other side of the
on politeness. Of the hour, yeah. Yeah, we'll play it at the bottom of the hour. We're talking, in case you're just joining us, about the situation, who appreciates the new version of Huckleberry Finn, dropping the N-word, dropping the word, what is it, illegal or engine, all of these.
Undocumented workers, Engine Joe, the N-word.
All of that stuff is part of world gone amok. And I don't think that we sound like a bunch of old codgers here. It just gets to the point. It's crazy. It's silly. Henry, you're in Manning, South Carolina, I understand. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, and you, sir?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I was just originally, was speaking with some high school students, and it is bad whenever, you know, that education, stuff like this get in the way of the education. I asked them, did they know what the three races of man was? And I didn't start with just asking, you know, one or two. I ended up asking three or four here locally, did they know what the three races of man were?
Yeah.
And they didn't know. And, you know, Caucasian, the Mongoloid, and Negroid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I reckon because, you know, the last one, that they don't teach that no more in school, you know?
Well, all of those, the term Negro and the N-word term all come, the derivative is Negroid, as you have suggested. I forgot about that. A lot of people don't want to use Mongoloid because it refers now to something else, not just a young person, but people who have birth defects. And then there is, so the only thing that survived is Caucasian out of all of this. But you are right. And that further speaks to my theory, Richie, of us coming from different parts of
different planets.
Right, different planets.
Planet of Caucasian.
Yeah. Mongoloid planet and the Negroid planet. 28 after on Good Day.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, Our new Energy Czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
After the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Well, I've had 3 hours.
Is that like a dramatic pause?
I was thinking how reality forms this reality sets in to things when you think about it. I'm probably relieved because of something happened yesterday or last night, and that's why I'm in the place where I am. I think I'm pretty even. Every once in a while, like the Monday program, I wasn't too even on Monday.
No.
But after, I mean, I'm pretty much the same. Most every day, I have the same things going on with me that you have going on with you. You approach problems and you solve them one at a time. And so, but some problems are more meaningful and there's more of a lesson to them.
All right, so spill it.
So yesterday afternoon, there was a local farmer's exchange, a farmer's store. Most of you know, if you're new to the program, on the 12 or 14 stations that are new this week, I've said a couple of times that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being, I'm a real farmer. If you look at my hands, you'd see that that's what I get involved in my non-broadcast life. And so there aren't a lot of farms around here, so the farmer's exchange went out of business. A fellow that owned it contacted me, wanted me to clean out the store. So I've been down there a couple of times with a couple of guys from the farm to clean it out.
Not to make you do the work, but since there was stuff that people could use.
Oh, you might want.
No, no, there are a lot of things in there. It's been very helpful. The guy's become a new friend, very helpful.
Right.
It doesn't hurt that he's on the board of directors of the bank. But he understands what's going on the farm, trying to help, and he's a great guy.
Oh, he's like Mr. What's-his-name on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, Mr. Drysdale.
Drysdale. Well, I'll tell him that the next time I see him. So anyway, we ran into the store last night. We're picking stuff up. Steven and I are in there, and this guy's name is Rob. And Charlotte comes in, as she does, and she's nosing around. I'm not paying attention to what she's sticking her nose in until I go into the back corner of the store, and I see the rat poison on the floor.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking to myself, oy. And so I took her out of the store right away, put her back in the truck, and I wondered.
Your mind starts going crazy.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't know that she. Well, at the point of where I am in the story, there, I don't know that she touched it.
Right.
But it starts eating at me, and it goes. This is dark now, and I'm on the way back to the farm, and I'm He was like, you know, what am I going to do about this? And I'm watching her, and I go on the internet and I look for signs. What happens if a dog eats?
Oh my gosh, guys, you're so technology.
I know, isn't this wonderful? Yeah, yeah, right. So I'm doing my research.
DogMD.com.
Yeah. Realize that you really can't tell early on. No. This is something that takes a couple of days,
and then it's too late
for its impact to be felt, and it's too late. So. This, I call my friend, my neighbor, Betsy Johnson, who is another wonderful human being, who is a vet. And she's just moved into a new place. It's the first night in a new house. And I'm calling her. It's 9-something or other. And I tell her what's going on. And she says, okay, call the Poison Information Center and tell them what's in the rat stuff and find out what they tell you. So I called them, and it was a complete waste of time. I gave them $35 because that's what they do. They ask you to pay $35 to help support the information, but they gave me nothing to go on. It was really a waste of time. So then I called the emergency vet that's located about 12, 13, 14 miles from here.
Always expensive.
20 minutes later, I'm in my truck, and Charlotte and I are on our way to the vet place. It's 10 o'clock. And so we go in, and
Charlotte's like, I hope they have one of those delicious traps over there, Dad.
But she's eating normally. She's drinking normally. She's running around. She's
so
all
no mind. Reason to worry.
No worry. Yeah. Right, exactly. So, as a matter of fact, as we were leaving, she heard some sound, and the hair on her back stood up, and she charges out of the house. Anyway, so I get her down there, and they're very good. It's Veterinary Emergency Services and Care. In Waltham, Massachusetts, and I bring her in, and the lady looks at my concern, and she knew I was coming because Betsy had called. Okay, so this is how we handle this, and she goes through all of the stuff, and immediately gives me a slip and says, you agree to pay at least $400 for all of this stuff.
Yep.
And so, you know, at that point, who gives a poor choice of words, but a rat's butt about the, you know, okay, let's go. Let's find out what the problem is, or if there's a problem. So they bring her in the back, and they induce vomiting so that if there's anything in her system, it gets out of her system. And normally,
I bet she love that.
Oh, my God. She has. Well, that's the thing. And the lesson here is when I'll finish the story, and then I'll give you the lesson. Here's the poor thing has got it coming out of both ends.
Oh.
And they want it to do that because they want to see if those little green capsules that they stay – they purposely, this is one of the few good things that I realized that the government, and I don't know which agencies, probably the Food and Drug Administration, makes them color the decon green because it will not decompose in the system. It maintains the integrity of the green. So if it is in a dog or a cat or something or a human, they can see it when it comes out. So anyway, they're pushing. They give her inducement, so she's pushing it out of both ends.
How do they induce it?
They give her a shot, kind of a shot. It just out. So anyway, then 15, 20 minutes later, one of the vets comes out and says, this is this, and that's that, and this is how it works. And I don't know if she's got it. We're going to take a blood sample, and we're going to test it to see if she has whatever, you know, at 5 hours now, they could tell by looking at the blood whether she's got it in her system or not.
But what about the poo? So nothing came out green.
Nothing came out of the poo, and nothing came out in the upchuck. So anyway, this is now an hour or so. It's quarter after 11, and she hasn't come out yet. And I'm falling asleep in the office just, you know, because it's quarter after 11. And but I'm keep waking up and I'm thinking, my God, what have I done to this dog? And
are you going to cry?
No.
Sneeze.
Yeah, no. I was thinking about it, but I'm okay now.
What is wrong with us today?
No, here's the lesson. When you trust your gut, for some reason or another, when I let her out of the truck, I thought, you know, maybe I should leave her in the truck. But she goes with me everywhere. And I didn't remember seeing any of this stuff on the floor when we were in there last week. But I wasn't looking
rat holes.
For it. I wasn't looking for it. So she's the thing is. Trust your instincts, and also think about what you do in the name of having that. That dog, your friend, will go anywhere with you. The unconditional love, she just wants to or he just wants to be with you. So in my quest to keep her with me all of the time, and I can't tell you that I've ever felt this way before with her, because I know it's at the farm, and I know that you can't get anything except the cat food in the farm. And that everybody knows that. There's nothing at the level that Charlotte, this is very interesting. All the people at the farm know anything that might be harmful is at a level above whatever Charlotte can get to. She can't get at anything. Edgar keeps the consciousness. The people here at the home farm do. The people at Eastleigh do. They all keep, they all love Charlotte, and they keep anything dangerous away from her. They're very solicitous. To the point now when I'm gone, if I have to go for two or three days, Stephen takes Charlotte with him all around the, or Edgar, you know, they all take her out, and they, but they are mindful. They watch for her. She's such great company. They like having her around. So, but as a, in my quest to have her around, I didn't use common sense. And so this dog went through that upset of upchucking and doing all the other stuff, and it was necessary. And but I, if I hadn't done it, as Betsy said to me, I would never have forgiven myself. Right. If for something sure. happened.
I, yeah. We just had the same thing. Thanksgiving Day,
yeah.
Hatch, he was really kind of weird the night before, wouldn't lie down, was
really?
Standing weird. Thanksgiving morning, I come home from doing the show. He's still the same. He's standing in the corner of the kitchen. He won't move. He's very tender.
Cold, yeah.
No, not cold, no, but no. just, you know, just weird. So I finally get him out. You know, I had to carry him outside to have him go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
So I call the vet.
How old is
him
he?
Over to
How
vet.
Old
He's
is he?
11.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take him over to the vet. $400 later, they yeah. tell me there's nothing wrong with
yeah.
him and can't figure out what it is. Well, yeah. I mean, I take him home, and wouldn't you know, the next day he's running around fine, no problem. And I think what it was is he, like, dislocated or something his shoulder, and it was just really tender. And, you know, they didn't show up in x-rays or anything, but $400.
Charlotte, wow. I haven't oh thought, God. Well, that's what they do with that's Thanksgiving expensive. Day. What do you think they're
going to do? Yeah, time and a half, basically.
Yeah. So in terms of Charlotte, I can count on one hand the number of times over the years, she's 10 and a half now, that she hasn't felt well. And really, she's always pretty much, she's like me,
yeah.
you know, just keeps going. And the vet couldn't believe that she was 10 and a half. She's looking at it. What are you talking about?
Well, that's
Bulldog
a good thing for you. That's a good peace of
right.
mind.
But I don't want to have her suffer or have her
right.
uncomfortable.
Right.
So mean, she's upstairs in bed. I put a shirt on her. So that she'd be, she was cold. You know, you could see it ran everything through her, and
yeah,
we can.
When they tell
yeah.
you it's going to be $400, you say, well, just whatever, do it.
Yeah.
Then after the fact, when
you're
you
like,
realize
oh
you
God.
Spent $400 for nothing, you're like, ah!
No, it wasn't for nothing. It was peace of mind.
It was.
Yeah.
And by the way, the other day,
yeah.
when Patsy was a runaway, we got him from the pound.
Yeah.
So they estimated his date of birth as January 1st. So we just said, okay, January 1st. So January 1st is Patsy's birthday.
Yeah.
So the other day, the kids had to have a birthday party for Patch.
Oh, nice.
So we had cake,
mm-hmm.
candles,
mm-hmm.
hats. Patch wore a hat. We put a cookie and a little piece of cake, no icing, up on the table. And Patch got to sit up at the table and eat off of the table.
Nice.
Saying happy birthday to him. We've got pictures, the whole thing. So having a 3- and a 6-year-old and an 11-year-old dog, it's just a hoot. But they had so much fun having the birthday party for the
yeah,
dog.
That's a neat thing.
Yeah.
I hope he had at least one candle. He ate at least one candle.
He didn't eat any candle. No, he didn't eat any candle.
You know what? This is how crazy it is. Frankie, who is Brendan's dog, who came here to the farm in his earlier years, the first year he was out there, he would eat everything. He chewed. Charlotte never did this, but Frankie got into everything. He would chew everything. And one night, Brendan left the clicker for the television on the coffee table.
Otherwise known as the remote.
The remote, thank you.
Or the clicker.
And Frankie got at it and chewed it up and ate the batteries.
Oh.
And the batteries came out whole the next day. Went right through his system,
okay.
out the other end.
Did you put them back in the remote, see if they still work?
I know.
No, I didn't actually. Did you? I should have thought of that. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you.
you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Many people made their holiday resolution to strengthen family bonds. A new survey shows that for the time it takes to quickly prepare and eat an easy meal at home, parents and kids reap a big benefit. 70% of kids admit they appreciate their parents more when they share a meal together. And eating together at home ranked higher than vacation, with 89% of parents and kids citing family time as extremely important. Those statistics found in the Barilla Share the Table survey, commissioned by Barilla and Family Circle, reflected children's and parents' views on shared meals. Author and educator William Daugherty, Ph.D., family expert.
The Barilla Share the Table study helps us better understand American attitudes on mealtime. And this year's study builds on our 2009 findings by including teens and tweens. We found that quality mealtime matters as much to kids as to adults, and there are definite benefits to the parent-child relationship when families eat together.
For more, visit ShareTheTable.com or FamilyCircle.com.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There is a problem apparently in America with adolescents. Hearing loss numbers are surging because of the devices that are being used to listen to music and other audio. You have all seen people, I see them all the time, even in my rural area, kids up and down the street with their headphones on their ears.
Yep, always in there.
They're always listening. Mm-hmm. But they are listening, according to the American Medical Association, at a 14% higher volume than was the case of people listening to the first Walkman back in the 1980s.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that they're little earbuds now that actually fit all the way into the ear?
Yes,
instead of...
that's exactly what it is. The earbuds are these speakers that fit way into your ear. Most of the personal music players have them, and it is the reason that adolescents are losing some of their hearing. But people are tuning out. There's another side to this, where people are turning away and tuning out, turning away from and tuning out messages that they do not want to hear. For example, if the discussion of school comes up, and this is something they're trying to figure out whether it's arbitrary or whether it is selective or whatever it is, but when a group of teenagers went through a focus group and the subject of school came up, the group seemed to suggest, this was done at Harvard Medical School, that they couldn't hear what was being discussed. But when a discussion of something that they were interested in, that is a child interested in a particular performer or a particular, I say performer, I'm thinking about music, but let's say a DVD or something, then apparently their hearing improved.
I think that's so true. My grandfather was born hard of hearing, born deaf, really. Mm-hmm. And he could not hear you when you were talking to him about the weather, about anything. But the minute you asked him if he wanted a glass of wine, yeah, I'll have a glass of wine.
Right. So that's sort of selective hearing, is it not? That's mm-hmm. that's pretty selective. But then the other side of it is the children are not learning the way they ought to by listening and being attentive or engaging themselves in the conversation. But the other thing is, that they really are doing damage to their ears. If you let your child, if you're thinking about buying one of these things for Christmas because your child wants you mm-hmm. to buy him or her one of these things, and it's got earbuds and they stick them in your ear and they stick them down so far that they are going to impair their, especially it's like a lot of other things, the younger you are and the more you listen to that stuff, the more impact it has on you later in life.
You just get a good old-fashioned boombox.
Well,
like we did back in the 80s.
Carry it around on your shoulder so only one ear goes deaf.
Put your box on my shoulder. Just at any time. Well, you get the picture. Two different ways of approaching this. And parents should be aware and alert to both of those things. There's a word to the wise. Hopefully that's sufficient. A little help from the morning crew on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
One president trying to convince another one to move on. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. As Egypt remains on the apparent edge of complete chaos, the Obama administration is reportedly talking with Egyptian officials about a way President Hosni Mubarak can leave office quickly. The proposal reportedly involves Mubarak turning his authority over to a transitional government headed up by a newly appointed Vice President Omar Suleiman. The move would be supported by the Egyptian military, which is a key element here. The transitional government would invite members of opposition groups to work together toward free and fair elections in September. Now, will President Mubarak go along with all of this? In an interview with ABC News yesterday, Mubarak said if he stepped down immediately, Egypt would fall into chaos. Meanwhile, concerning the violence in recent days in Cairo and elsewhere in Egypt, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned the attacks on journalists that have taken place.
This is a violation of international norms that guarantee freedom of the press, and it is unacceptable under any circumstances.
And Secretary Clinton didn't stop there.
We also condemn in the strongest terms attacks on peaceful demonstrators, human rights activists, foreigners, and diplomats.
Anti-government protesters are putting together another huge demonstration today. Organizers are calling today's event Friday of Departure. Protest organizers are calling themselves the Youth of the Revolution and say they hope to gather a million people onto the streets of Cairo. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
For resorts across the country, some major snowfall this week leading into a great weekend to get out and ski and ride. If you're interested in watching the big game Sunday night, not a problem. It won't kick off on the East Coast until 6 o'clock. Plenty of time to get out to enjoy the skiing and riding and back, and plenty of time for your fun. Mount Sunapee in New Hampshire with a foot of new snow this week. They pilot high to 65 runs across every trail. In the Poconos, Big Boulder moving to 15 runs their day and night. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania with over 3 dozen runs riding into the nighttime. Good packed powder, loose granular snow with grooming efforts taking place at Seven Springs. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina with all 20 runs ready to ride. Now to Utah, where a fresh half a foot of new snow has fallen at Deer Valley. 96 trails with good powder snow. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, riding all 2,500 acres. They picked up fresh snow this week and all season long. In California, Heavenly riding on 4,800 acres with a recent half a foot of fresh snow. Switzer in Idaho at over 90 runs from 8 different lifts. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks advanced yesterday after the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, raised the possibility of further stimulation for the economy. The Dow up 20, closing at 12,062. S&P up 3, NASDAQ with a 4-point gain. Crude oil down 32 cents a barrel to $90.54. This is the sound of a busy checkout counter. And those checkout counters were busy in January despite all the snow across the country. It was a shopping blizzard as consumers sent retail sales soaring. U.S. retailers posting their best January in 6 years, an increase of 3.3%. Speaking of snow, it keeps falling across all of northern Texas, and that includes the Dallas-Fort Worth area, which has been hosting Super Bowl activities this entire week. Virtually all schools have canceled classes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area this morning, making it a fourth straight day off for thousands of students. If you haven't left the house yet and you're picking out something to wear, you might want to consider red. Today is National Wear Red Day, the American Heart Association asking everyone to dress in red to draw attention to the fact that heart disease is the number one cause of death for American women. And finally, it is just 2 days away now, Super Sunday. Oh, that's right. We're not allowed to say that. The NFL has a complete copyright lock on Super Bowl and Super Sunday. So we have to say
the big game.
Yes, and it is this Sunday. We have some odds and ends about the big game. First of all, tickets to the game at Cowboys Stadium in Texas will cost you a pretty penny at this point. Tickets being resold for an average of more than $4,600 a pop. Noteworthy to mention, the most expensive ticket to the very first Super Bowl 44 years ago was $12, and the game didn't sell out. Next, no need to even play the game because it's already been played. The EA Sports Madden NFL video game simulation predicting a final score of 24-20. Steelers come out on top. Finally, the halftime show at the big game. Black Eyed Peas will perform. The group includes Fergie, who will be the first female to take the stage during a halftime show at the big game in 7 years. It was 2004 that Janet Jackson had her infamous wardrobe malfunction. Fergie had this to say about that.
Yes, it is a challenge because you want to give a little sex appeal, but you know you don't want to get into any trouble. So we're very particular on the wardrobe. There will be no more malfunctions.
Here's hoping you enjoy
the big game.
I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.